The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
I got a confession. I did something I probably should hate myself for, but I don't think I'm going to. I'm going to pee in my pants today.
When you got to go, you got to go. Straight up 11 o'clock. Domino Cellini on a Thursday morning into the afternoon. As always, we do thank you for taking the time to listen. Whether you have to go or not, you can take us with you. It's free. You've got the Fan app that is driven to you by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. And Beaver Direct is the quickest and easiest way to shop for a car online. You've also got 680thefan.com. You can hear Braves baseball there absolutely free at the website and the Fan app. You can also follow along at the podcast park. That's all brought to you by Associated Credit Union.
Always did like free.
It is free. And you've got the daily Braves podcast with Chris Domino and Kevin McAlpin there. You've also got the 643 Dylan Short podcast on the Braves. Soup to nuts, minor leagues, major leagues, and of course, you got Bucks Beat.
Don't forget about Bucks Beat.
Just mentioned it, Buck. It's all up there, and you can get it wherever you get your favorite podcast, be it Apple, Spotify, etc., etc. The Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed also up and running at Road Dog 680 at Matt Lear, Chris Domino, at Cellini Nick at 680 The Fan. And you can also follow along on Facebook and Instagram as well. This Spider-Man movie is coming out, is it not? And a lot of people are very excited by the latest Spider-Man movie. So the Twitter question of the day is, what's the last movie that was an in-theater must-see for you? I would have to go back to the Elvis movie as far as a must-see in-theater.
Blue Hawaii?
Experience, yes. No, Clam Bake.
Oh,
now, the Austin Butler vehicle.
There's only one man who's a king.
And not that one.
Yeah, well, it was me.
I got to be honest.
Although that was probably the best portrayal ever of Elvis.
Yeah.
With apologies to Austin Butler, like what Austin, Jack White did in Dewey Cox.
You want to, well, sometimes you have to go all out when you're the king and you can't help it.
SAG, a Golden Globe. He didn't win the Oscar. The whale guy won the Oscar.
Which I don't understand, but that's another story for another time.
But at the end of the day, I would pay to see a movie with that. Doing a, I don't want to say a ripoff or just total.
Well, an exaggerated, exaggerated version of Elvis Presley.
I don't want
That's what Jack White was.
I don't want it to turn into a Mike Myers vehicle. You know, I don't want it to be Austin Powers.
It could probably only be good for that amount of time. You know, like 35 seconds. Look out! They call karate.
I'm going to see it on the Memphis. Come on, a little bit of honey and a little bit of Junebug.
Who knew Jack White had that in him?
Tremendous. By the way, he doesn't deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'll give him his credit for that, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid. Am I married? Am I not married? Is it my sister? Again, well, what's going on? What did they were divorced, right?
Yes.
They pushed themselves as brother and sister.
That's right.
All right, you're out.
I will say,
no Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for you.
Their song did become, and still is, at certain college football stadiums, an anthem.
Oh, come on, man. Oh, sitting on there now. Coming around. Look out, man.
That's not the anthem that they chant in college football stadiums, but the
I know it. Doesn't get you in a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, I'm not saying it should. I'm just telling you.
That's your ex-wife. Let me tell you what's a little bit sick. Claiming she's your sister. That's a little sick if you think about it.
Isn't everything a work? Anything to work the crowd and get some attention.
Right.
That's what rock and roll is all about. The Braves have a day off to catch a movie or do whatever they want in the desert before they begin their series. 9:40 first pitch tomorrow night as they take on the Diamondbacks. And on a day like this, I think everybody sleeps in, right? You sleep in as late as you want to sleep in, and then you go get a workout in maybe. You go see a movie.
I don't know. I'd like
to see the Grand Canyon. I don't know what you're going
to do. Rent to McDonald's or something. I don't know.
You can do that any place.
Go for a walk.
It's like Chuck Oliver in New York will go to Subway. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get some pizza. Is there a Sbarro on Times Square? How about an Olive Garden? It doesn't make a lot of sense. But if that's what you choose to do, that's what you choose to do.
Can I ask, is there a Ruby Tuesday somewhere around here?
I love their salad bar.
I don't know what guys do.
I know you're joking about that Ruby Tuesdays. Now, Hoover is not New York City, but when we would go to SEC Media Days, that was his spot every time in that mall at Hoover. Mm-hmm. Hoover, he would go to that Ruby Tuesdays and wear it out that week.
Yeah, I would go. I think there was a Dillard's in that mall, if I'm not mistaken. I would always, you know, buy a pair of jeans that I would only wear there and never wear again.
And Auntie Anne's.
Get some pretzels. Annie Ann's, right? That was the pretzel shop.
Oh, yeah.
And don't sleep on that pretzel.
Chernoff would tear up the Great American Cookie.
Yeah.
That was out there in the food court.
So you were working with 2 7-year-olds, is what you're telling me.
Oh, be careful with that. Be careful.
Well, I know, as I look across to you and your diet of choice.
Be careful with that. I would imagine there's probably only like 7 Orange Julius's left, and one of them is in that mall. It's like the Bally's workouts. We found out there is still one. There's like one Blockbuster still. Although I keep hearing Blockbuster's going to look to make a comeback. Everything old is new.
But how can you do that? Who's going to go rent movies? There's got to be a way that you stream the movies through Blockbuster. No one's going to go into a store and pick up a DVD.
Blockbuster already has an app. I don't think anybody gets on that either. I just think they're going to harken back to the old days. VHS tapes. That's what they're going to do.
Be kind, rewind?
Yeah, they're going to look for the nostalgia money. There's money in nostalgia.
Well, I mean, people are listening to albums again, so maybe in that regard, anything is possible.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Paying $34.99 for them. I was like, I was kind of big on that. I was like, yeah, bring back some vinyl. I was like, how much?
That's one of the things over the years that I lost. I had my oldest brother had a girlfriend, and he took her record collection when they broke up. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of the original, the Capitol Records albums of the Beatles. And I don't know where they went for the life of me. They're all gone.
Well, that's a pretty heavy, physically heavy loss. How do you lose albums?
I don't know. I had Introducing the Beatles. Meet the Beatles was their first Capitol Records.
Nobody cares.
This was on VJ Records. I'm telling you how valuable this collection was, and I don't know what happened to it.
They all had brown suits on.
Yeah. On the cover of the album.
Well, if the album cover's in good shape, that's a big thing. It's like these cards. They got to be centered. They got to be crisp. You can't have floppy corners. The album covers, there's a big drop-off is what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't think they were quality, I just wish I still had them because my son now has a turntable in his room.
No, what does he care about? Again, with all due respect, he'll want you to go out and buy a new one for $34.99.
Oh, he already is.
I got out of the album business pretty quickly. I was like really excited. My wife got me a turntable a few Christmas ago, and I saw how much they were charging. I was like, I'm out.
Years ago, when you were living on the land that eventually the Hare Krishnas took over?
No. The Hare Krishnas didn't take over my land. They were 2 houses down. They didn't come over and just say, we want this and take it from us. They didn't hypnotize me into giving it to them. It was never my land. I was a renter. I was actually
that's what
a
I'm
renter
saying.
In
the
a mansion.
The Hare Krishnas owned the mansion that you lived in.
No, that's not.
That's the story I was told.
That's the dumbest story ever. Hare Krishnas didn't own the mansion.
They would come over and listen to albums with you. We were at a party one time listening to Hotel California, the album, and you told one of our interns at the time, who's probably now 40,
right,
to flip the album over, and he had no earthly idea what you were talking about. Put it on side two.
Didn't know what to do. It's like, yeah, you see, there's a... Never mind. I think I never mind them and did it myself.
And most records did cover, what, 4 or 5 songs per side?
Something along those lines, yeah.
5 or 6.
And a lot of albums had a theme to them.
Right. I mean, side two was that. There was the mellow side. There was the upbeat side.
And putting it all together, there was a thought process in putting the album together.
Some albums were like 39 minutes in their entirety, which is like one Fish song, which is death warmed over going to see a show like that.
To each his own, but I agree with you. To each his own.
What do you mean to each his own?
A lot of people are going to at you. They always do.
Okay, at me. What do I care? 39 minutes. It won't end. Good night, everybody. They played 3 songs.
Yeah, I don't like the jam bands. But again, as you like to say, I don't understand it. What we do understand is today is Atlanta's first off day since May the 18th. 13 games in 13 days, beginning with series in order against the Mariners, Dodgers, and Phillies, as I don't go in order. 5-5 against those teams. 6-7 in the 13 games overall. Yet they still are 10 games over 500, they still have a 4-game lead. And as A.J. Minter said a few days ago, they're still not playing their best baseball. They were good enough yesterday to avoid the sweep in Oakland 4-2. Good enough is good enough at this point.
Yeah. Do we actually do that now in baseball games? Do we have to worry about how you
style
won?
Points? No, I don't think there's a bowl coalition that Major League Baseball has to concern themselves with.
Well, there are power rankings weekly.
Yeah, that's true. ESPN.com does put out the power rankings, MLB.com as well. So I don't know if the players and Brian Snicker and the coaching staff care, but yeah, you're right in that regard.
I don't care how you win. I kind of care how you lose. Big difference. You won. That's it. On to the next one. Baseball's got so many games where it's you won. On to the next one. You lose, whether it's two errors, six walks, all those things maybe come into play. It contributes to your angst. When you win, you don't have to answer to much. You can make three errors in a win. It's not great, but it's not really talked about. There's so many games that you can't really look. People, I love how people say, oh, you guys just, we do the least amount of minutia on this stupid show when it comes to sports. We don't mention batting averages. We don't mention ERAs very
OPS.
Often.
OPS.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The other
slugging
stuff.
Percentage.
The other stuff, I know it's there. I get it. Did you win or did you lose? Football gives you a chance. Oh, did you see on Saturday? We come in Monday. Oh, boy. Time of possession. Look at that number. Clock management. That was terrible. Baseball, there's too many of them. I don't care. Like, if you don't beat a guy who's 0-5 with an 8.5 ERA, and that's what the guy was yesterday for Oakland, that's a story. Once you beat him, I'm leaving town. Oakland has to worry about that guy, not me.
So the day off, and then they start a three-game series in Arizona. 9:40 is the first pitch time on Friday. 10:10 on Saturday night, 4:10 on Sunday. It's going to be Charlie Morton, Spencer Strider, and Michael Soroka.
That's all in one game?
In that order, yes. Yeah, three starters are going to go tomorrow.
Oh, that's unprecedented.
Yeah, we're going to see how this works out. They're trying something new.
Yeah.
Are the Braves right now.
Tampa Bay's got nothing on us. They went with an opener. I'm going with three of them.
And one of the things that maybe kind of slipped through the cracks was the fact that A.J. Minter had back-to-back effective innings, albeit against Oakland, but at this point it doesn't matter. Back-to-back effective appearances, we should say, in that series against the A's. So hopefully that is going to a certain extent, stabilize what's going on in the bullpen.
Well, Iglesias comes back without blowing on his hands,
very
without
true.
Walking three guys,
very,
and all of a sudden he looked all world again.
Very
so
uneventful.
I'm telling you, something was happening the other night. Something was happening the other night. There was something off with the guy. I don't know if it's meds. I don't know what it might have been. So, his sleep habits, pregame meal, something happened to him. Shellfish. There was something up with him. Because last night it was like, hey, watch this. Zun, 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 over.
Do you think maybe he took a nap in the bullpen and he fell asleep on his pitching arm?
I don't know.
And his fingers were numb?
Don't know.
And, you know, when your fingers are numb, you do that, the pins and needles feeling that you get?
Don't know. I don't know. I'm just telling you. Bad pillow the night before? Little pinch? I'm not sure. The good news is I'm not forgetting the other night because I never want to see that again. I hope it never happens again. It's a one-off, I believe, in the business. But that's a hell of a bounce back.
Is there something about putting your closer into a tie game or a game when you're behind? Is there something mentally there? You say that, but you know more than anybody else that baseball players are creatures of habit.
Okay, get over it. It's your job.
Well, that's up to Rick Kranitz to get across. I'm just asking the question.
Do you understand when you work at a factory and your job is to put that bolt into that hole? That's your job every day. That's not what a baseball player's job is. You're not on a line putting that bolt into that hole every day. So how you don't figure that out, I get it. Bob Wickman don't pitch in tie games. Okay, thanks for coming. That you can't do that. You've got to get over it. Go to a hypnotist. I don't know, do something. Convince yourself that it's a one-run game. As you're coming in from the
listen,
bullpen.
I'm not justifying it. I'm just telling you, is there something to it? And Brian Snicker also said, I'm not making excuses, but the flight cross country on Sunday night, Monday morning, did punch us in the gut a little bit with what we went through getting out here and in the series. Is your manager, I guess you're sticking up for your team there. Is your manager, I guess it's a moment of honesty. Is he supposed to say that, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you get conversational, there's a chance you're going to bring something up. If you would have lost the third game, no way. No way. You're not allowed to talk about anything. I don't care if they didn't have rooms for you at the hotel. You were in a park sleeping. Oh, I don't know. It was kind of tough. Austin Riley was sleeping on a bench.
And listen, I know I'm picking at nits. I'm just saying, when you lose two out of three to the A's,
yeah, it doesn't sound right.
There's a time and a place for everything.
Do I think he knows that it's not great? Yes. Do I think he knows that he's sticking up for his team a little bit? Yes. You know what happened? They lost two baseball games.
It's not the end of the world. It's frustrating.
They're going to lose a bunch more. Yeah. It's all right. You did what you needed to do yesterday.
Things are going to get interesting. So three with Arizona, one of the surprising teams, and then the Mets come to town next Tuesday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Should be good crowds, and we'll see the Tom Seaver jerseys and the Pete Alonso jerseys.
And you are going to see Verlander and Max Scherzer, from what I understand, in this series.
It looks
Scherzer
like
Scherzer on Wednesday, Verlander on Thursday. That's the way it's lining up right now.
Lining up. They're not to be determined. They've been determined, but it doesn't mean you write it in pen. Don't pour the concrete just yet. But yeah, it does look like, and I say this all the time, I was bummed we missed Kershaw. If you're going to watch, if you're going to sort of, hey, what is that guy? Oh, that guy's going to the Hall of Fame. That guy's going to the Hall of Fame. Back-to-back nights. Life's not supposed to be easy all the time. I don't mind facing an 0-5, 8.5 ERA guy in Game 3 against the Oakland A's. But there is something as a fan, you go, there's only a limited amount of times you get to watch the best in baseball do their stuff.
So it's looking like Jared Schuster is going to face Max Scherzer in that Wednesday game on June the 7th against the Mets here in town. Schuster, 2 runs over 5 1/3. Yesterday, he runs into a wall in inning number 6, but Chavez and company kind of bail him out. Here's Brian Snicker talking about his pitcher and the win.
Yeah, the win, it does feel good. I mean, it was nice that we, you know, got a big start out of Jared, too. I mean, I thought he did a really good job. Got in the 6th inning, was really good. And, you know, made some nice plays defensively, you know, in a tight game. So, it was a good one to leave on.
The one good thing about him is he did pitch around traffic once again throughout that game. If you can circumvent whatever the problem is as a young pitcher, you create it with a walk. But if you can get around it, then good for you. Then mentally, you're ahead of the game, especially as a young pitcher.
Well,
you prefer him not to pitch through that, but if he can, you have to look at the positive.
You have to realize that there are going to be moments when you don't have your stuff. Or, sorry, here's reality. The guy standing 60 feet, 6 inches away from you is better than you. I don't know who Jared Schuster's better than yet. There are a lot of guys in baseball who are better than him. The job is to still get outs. And if it doesn't go your way, whether you get squeezed, whether you were pitching around a guy and it got a little excessive to the point where you walked him, what do you do about it? There's another guy coming up who's getting paid. Probably better than you. Even in Oakland. And by the way, it's not a shot against Schuster, but there are guys in the Oakland A's lineup that are better than Jared Schuster. We don't know what he is yet. He's an incomplete.
But if he can continue to pitch into the 6th inning, most likely he's going to stay in this rotation.
Yeah, go take somebody else's spot. That's the other part of his job right now.
In the meantime, we thought we were going to see A.J. Smith-Shawver yesterday. We didn't. And this is, you know, par for the course. Called up after only 110 minor league innings. The Braves aren't going to worry about control, aren't going to worry about any of the things other than winning. Spencer Strider, as we said yesterday, had logged only 94 minor league innings. Michael Harris played only 197 games before he came up. Bryce Elder tossed 137, almost 138 innings over 3 levels before his debut early in 22. If you're ready, you're ready.
Yeah, the governors are off. If you can help, you help, especially, again, in this organization, if you can throw strikes. I thought it was a little bit interesting. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this. Smith-Shawver actually kicked in Brian Snicker's door at the end of that game yesterday.
He pulled a Charlie Sheen?
He went a little crazy, told him, you know, who he is as opposed to who do you think you are.
And right.
From what I understand.
He pulled a bowling line, who do you think you are, I am, and he stormed out of the office.
And then Snitz said, I'm a little confused by that.
I still have no idea what that means. But it's a great quote.
Yeah. So, but I heard they settled it before they got on the plane.
Well,
so
that's good.
That's good.
That's good. Nothing personal. You
Listen,
know,
I've always said,
Bryce Snicker's been around. He appreciates the gumption of a youngster.
Right. I mean, I'm up here now. I'm up here. And I think, you know, just sort of, I think Walt Weiss put an arm around him and said, let's just get you out of the office.
Not an arm bar. Because he can't do that.
Let me
just
tell you,
an arm around him.
I've seen, I don't know anything about how this kid pitches. I've seen him compared to Walt Weiss. That kid wouldn't last 4 seconds. If I told Walt Weiss, get him, that's over in four seconds.
He does, though, Smith-Shawver have a very impressive sleeve on his pitching arm for tattoos.
Yeah. I don't know what they mean. I've always...
That's
like
why I can't...
McHugh.
I've always thought about getting a tattoo, but I have no idea what to get or what it would signify. And I don't know if I could sit there that long either. I know you have to go back for a few sessions when you have a sleeve.
Yeah, it's not all done. Never go to a guy who tells you, I'll do that all. Give me 35 minutes.
It's not a car wash.
I'll give you your whole arm.
You have to go back a couple of times.
That's probably not a real tattoo guy.
Right.
That's a guy who's just sort of drawing. That's not really what you want, especially if it's a lifetime thing. I don't make fun of tattoos.
I don't know what I would get.
I got to be honest. I do make fun of a neck tattoo.
Well, you're never going to
work. Which, by the way, is worse than a face tattoo. If you really think about it, a neck tattoo is worse than a face tattoo.
They're both bad. I mean, don't
most face tattoos aren't words. They're just symbols and things.
I see your future. You're a musical artist, a rapper. You're going to work in a record shop, or you're going to be a landscaper.
I'm an idiot.
That's your future.
The neck tattoo.
Or in this business, you can work too.
The neck tattoo is usually words, letters. That, to me, is worse than just, you know, three teardrops on your face. Whatever. You had a bad day.
No, well, that was a bad day for somebody else, from what I understand. If you have teardrops on your face, you killed somebody.
Oh, no. I just meant I'm sad today.
Listen, I watched Oz. I know what goes on.
I'm sad today. But I don't really, and here's the reason why with tattoos. I don't know what the significance is. And you should never really, like, again, you could find out, oh, yeah, that's a tribute to my mom. Oh, sorry. Like, you can't say you're sorry at that point. Apology not accepted.
Like, for years.
Like Colin McHugh. I said, well, what does that mean? I don't know what you got going on over here. Just, can you explain it to me?
Dennis Scott had a tribute. He has the tattoo on his arm, a tribute to his father, I believe.
And it looked just like him. So yeah, everybody said he's got his own face on his arm.
Growing up.
What the hell?
Yeah, and we told Dennis this over the years. I said, growing up, we thought there was something wrong with you. Why has this guy got a tattoo of himself on his arm? He said, well, it's not me. I said, well, I know that now.
Yeah. We didn't
at the time.
He feels good about himself. Tattooed his own face on his arm. Yeah, just let people be. But I'm just telling you, how about this? It's like you with Twitter. Some people need to count to 10. Some people need to count to 100. Some people need to count to tomorrow.
And I have been.
You're one of those people. Here's what I'm
saying. In my defense, I've been much better as of late. You, on the other hand, have been going back and forth a little bit with people. I've noticed.
No.
And I've been alerted.
Back
shoes now on the other foot, mister.
I don't go back and forth. I go once. I don't go back and forth. I go once. You want to come back at me for that? That's fine. It's over, in my opinion. I shut you down. If you're going to get a neck tattoo, here's what I would suggest. 9 days. Give yourself 9 days to think about it.
I think that's a fair way to go about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I got this great idea. Is it a great idea?
How about you do this?
What you have is an idea. Let's figure out if it's a great idea.
Go get one of those temporary tattoos. Have them put it on your neck, it's almost like taking a car for a test drive.
I'm going to say something, and you're not going to understand it because you just made that statement. That's not what tattoo people do. That's not what tattoo people do.
I was not aware that you speak for Tattoo Nation.
Real tattoo people do not get fake tattoos right. To test drive.
Well, I've been put in my place. What can I say? The 11 o'clock hour, driven by Hayes, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. You got dealerships in Lawrenceville and Gainesville where customers are treated like family. Start your winning drive at HayesAtlanta.com.
Headlines are brought to you by Prometheus by Dr. Malik. Prometheus is not ED treatment. It is permanent male enhancement without surgery or stitches. Visit SizeMD.com for more information.
A record deal in the coaching industry. We crunched some numbers coming up at 11:50. The Falcons hope this rotation comes to an end, so do their fans. We go inside the NFL just after noon, and a surprising admission from one of golf's best. That story comes your way around 12:50. When we come back, it looks like the end of the longest rivalry in the Deep South. The how and why as we go on campus next. It's Domino and Cellini. It's the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.
with my so-called manager, Colonel Tom Pat. But I hear rumors that Colonel is an alien.
Got here on my rocket ship.
Somebody call the FBI and tell them that he has abducted me, that he has locked me in this golden cage to keep me here forever. So I'm calling the truck. I can't get out because Colonel's got some big debts, baby.
We can go on. 11:30, Domino Cellini, a crime. A crime that Austin Butler did not win the Academy Award for his portrayal as Elvis. It's our Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter question.
A little bit overrated.
Of the day. Joel, all due respect. Turn your mic off. All due respect.
Well, my guess is this. Sometimes people just hear things and then they repeat them.
That scene alone should have won him the Academy Award.
I don't think
Austin
Joe
Butler
saw the movie. That's
What's
what
the
I...
last movie that was an in-theater must-see for you? That's our Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter question of the day.
I just saw the Guardians of the Galaxy 3. That's big. It's sound. It's a whole lot of things. I saw it in the theater. I don't think you need to see the whale in the theater. It doesn't really feel like a big movie like that.
So you're saying his performance was better than Brendan Fraser playing a fat guy?
Yeah, not even close.
I've seen both.
It's not even the same stratosphere. Not even the same universe. He was so good, like I said, that you forgot Tom Hanks was in the movie. And
ruining
I still
it.
Don't know what kind of an accent Tom
was
Hanks
it. Tom
was
Hanks
going
was,
for there.
Tom Hanks was ruining the movie.
It is true. I did get here on my rocket ship. Colonel Tom Parker didn't sound like that. And I know it's a Baz Luhrmann movie and he takes poetic license. Yeah. I get all of that. Don't at me, please. I'm a music and a movie snob. Please don't at me. You need to understand that.
Or else he'll put you in your place.
That's right. I will shut you down like Domino does.
Got you around my rocket ship.
What is that?
I don't
know.
What are
you going for there?
He's ruining the movie.
Yeah, well.
That's what he did.
You can make a case for that.
Except the other kid was so good. Now, here's the problem for Austin Butler. And that's the guy's name, by the way. He was like a Disney kid or whatever. What's he do next?
I don't know. That's tough. When you're that good in a movie like that.
What do you do next?
No place to go but down.
Oh, I want to go do a rom-com. And where's Katherine Heigl? I'd like to be in a movie with Katherine Heigl. I don't know what you do. There's no place to go but down.
It's up to his agent and Austin Butler.
Elvis 2.
The 11 o'clock hour.
That's what you do. You do Elvis 2.
By Hayes, Chrysler Dodge.
Make it like the Fast
Jeep
and
Ram.
The Furious. Just keep pumping them out.
Yeah. I don't know where you would go. The ghost of Elvis, it's a valid question to
no,
ask.
He's not dead. It's Elvis, too. He's not dead. It's Baz Luhrmann. That guy's, I saw that other one he did, that Moulin Rouge. Jeez, was that movie out there.
It's a bit much for me. It looks like Chris Domino's favorite breakfast will now sponsor a bowl. That story in about 5 minutes.
Is that true? About time.
The Fan is the college football voice of the South. So let's go on campus. Presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth. Or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
The SEC spring meetings are ongoing in Sandestin. And it looks like now a temporary stay at 8 games will be what the SEC is going to go with before reconsidering their options in a year or two. It appears, if you believe Domino, what you're hearing, only 5 of the 14 SEC schools did indeed want a 9-game slate. Florida, Georgia, LSU, Missouri, and Texas A&M. For a long time, Nick Saban wanted 9 games. He reversed course. I wonder if that was a factor in this decision, if you believe this is all true.
You mean he pulled a few guys with him?
Maybe.
He's so powerful that he said, no, guys, come here. Come here. I don't even understand any of this. I'm going to say this, and I'm sorry. Were the coaches in charge of this? Because the coaches are usually in charge of everything. But do the ADs and presidents, like, do they... Who voted? Is it straight coach vote?
I'm not really sure how it all works, but it looks like it's going to be 8 games, and it appears as if Greg Sankey wanted the SEC commissioner 9 games.
Okay. My point is, here's my question. When you say Georgia voted this way, did the president of the school and the AD look at Kirby and say,
yes,
it's your vote?
I think at the coach's behalf.
Okay, but do they do that at Kentucky? Do they do that at... You got to understand, everybody has a different level of power. I'm not sure I even understand what the difference is. Here's what I believe. quiet. They just gave you more teams that can get into the playoffs. Play what's in front of you. We'll figure out. You might get it right. You might get it wrong. What about Team 13? I don't care. Like, this stuff has gotten, I understand you want to be in the news 365, 24/7. All of these meetings, and then we'll do another meeting in 2 months. Let me tell you about our last meeting. We decided to have another meeting in 3 months.
Which they're having anyway.
It's excessive.
Every 90 days, there seems to be a gathering somewhere around a beach. Under the current 1-7 plan, Florida would be the permanent opponent of Georgia. Everything else, the other seven, would be a rotating deal, and that means Auburn every year you wouldn't see. The Deep South's longest rivalry is the Dogs and Tigers have played 127 times dating back to 1892.
I almost want to do this, and I'm going to do at Chris Domino. That's my Twitter thing. I'm really asking, does any of this bother you as a Georgia fan or a Florida fan or an Auburn fan?
It's a fair question to ask. I'm sure some people are taken aback by it, not seeing Auburn every
year.
Okay,
but you're not going to please everybody, but do you not realize it's 2023? And I'm sorry. Look, with all due respect, if you want to tell me about the great game in 1948, that's your business. I love history, too. I watch the channels. I like speaking of people who are older, who've lived it and done it. I'm not discounting that. But you can't hang your hat on, well, what about in 54 when we... I'm just telling you,
no,
we
I agree.
Are
it's,
past that.
And it's different with Georgia because you have what you can consider many big rivals. Tennessee, Auburn, Florida,
you
Georgia
know what?
Tech.
So gonna,
it depends what year it is, but there's a lot of different options.
Listen, you're on a big high now, and you've earned the reason to be on a big high if you're the University of Georgia. You're the biggest fish in a big pond.
Thanks.
That makes you a whale. Here's what you, as a Georgia fan, should be thinking. Line them up, knock them down. Tell me who I have next week.
And I think that's how Kirby's thinking. As we said, he was asked about the possibility of losing Auburn every year.
There's so many people that want that historic rivalry, including me. You know, I was part of that rivalry. I grew up part of that rivalry. I think it's one of the best there is, but I think it's one of the costs of progress, bringing two more teams in. It's one of the costs of scheduling, getting more balance in terms of you're going to play everybody. I think it's not going to be just be Georgia Auburn. It's going to be somebody else for somebody else. Sometimes you call that progress. Sometimes you upset the fan. I think that's a good debate in terms of whether fans, because your traditionalists want those rivalries and others want to see you play the teams they never get to see you play, and you can't have both.
Nobody's boycotting anything. Oh, we're not playing Auburn every year? I am out. It's not happening. Again, I love nostalgia. I love history. But at a certain point, you've got to go, what world are we in? I'll tell you what world we're in. There's going to be 12 playoff teams.
Why are you calling it nostalgia and history? It's current. I mean, there is hate between Auburn and Georgia now. When we go to there and they come here, there is hate between those two fan bases. That is the rivalries are the blood of college football, in my
opinion.
My
point is the 127 times that you played doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're right, but this time does. And it's because of those 120-plus before this one makes
Adam,
such a big deal.
Adam is a Georgia fan. Line them up, knock them down. I don't care what it says on the front of the jersey. I'm going to kick
but
your ass.
But he's saying you can understand why fans would be upset because you look forward to this game. But it's different in Georgia because you have so many of those games.
I agree. There's Tennessee. There's South Carolina. You said Tech. Okay. There's Florida. There's others.
This is the real reason, by the way, he's on the mic right now is because you said Tech. He didn't really have any point. He just wanted to let you know that he knew that you said Tech.
I think he was justifying my point with the exception of Georgia Tech.
Let's go, Jackets.
I understand. Well, it's not going to be hard to get over. That's my point. It might feel like, look, if it's the end of your world and it feels like that today, you got to get more of a life.
Okay, but you're telling me, well, it's not. I'm going to get over it because I'm trading Auburn for more matchups with Mississippi State.
No,
or more matchups with.
But Adam, that's the
Missouri.
That's the cost of the conference expanding. That's the cost of the TV deal you have. I mean, that's the reality. You can't have everything. You know what you should.
That's what Kirby Smart essentially just said.
What's crazy is you should be more upset with the Dogs that have lined up on your home schedule.
No pun intended.
Seriously, the schools that you brought in, and again, I'm all for paying them. I love the fact that somebody gets $900,000 they wouldn't get. But you should be more upset that you had to sit through more of those games and pay for those tickets as opposed to Auburn going away and only being around once every couple of
years. Yeah, I agree with you. Those three of those first four games are horrendous. Now, remember, Oklahoma got taken away from us.
No, I understand. And at least Georgia goes and plays people. They play people. They'll schedule a first game of a year game. Believe me, Georgia's not guilty like other people are. It's just three times a year to have those games come in. As a fan, that would upset me more than not seeing Auburn every year.
I think your fan base is upset about that. I'm a proponent of the 9-game where you have the pods and you have at least three common opponents every year.
Which eventually
keeps the rivalries more alive.
Eventually, that's going to happen.
Well, they got to figure it out.
They're just not willing to do it now.
Right.
They're
still there.
Because every other conference is going to play a 9-game schedule. The SEC is the lone exception, if I'm not mistaken.
And that's part of what maybe they want.
Well, that's what Greg Sankey said, too. How much did that hurt us? Did you see the final score of the national championship game?
Right.
That's why they're in no rush to make any change.
They're fine. They're fine. I don't know how many teams right now, if you're going to lay money down, how many teams does the SEC get into the first 12-team playoff?
Three. And maybe I'm underestimating the SEC.
I don't know. I'm just saying that you can't have everything as a fan. I found it ridiculous that you didn't play night games. Night games are 1,000 times better than day games.
Judge, you, I can't see. 316's dark. You're miles without seeing anything. Next thing you know, you're in a ditch. Again, I can say that now because I'm kind of in that demographic.
Yeah, officially.
I can't see very well at night.
You're a terrible driver during the day.
Brian Finneran was walking out. I didn't realize it was Brian Finneran. He said, why didn't you say hi to me? I said, until I got close, I didn't realize it was you. I have no depth perception. When I play catch, when it starts to get dark, when I'm coaching, I can't really sense where the baseball is. It gets kind of lost in the trees. It's sad. But the point is, I can say those things.
So you need to have his Falcons jersey on, perhaps, when he's a little bit further away, so you'd recognize him.
I think he was insulted.
I didn't realize
it was you.
Can I ask another question? And I'd love some. Send me a tweet. Let me know. Oh, I don't like the idea that my school, which is fill in the blank, is not playing this school. I know it's easy to say get over it. Are you more excited to play Texas and Oklahoma at some point, though? Like, don't you want that? And if
you had to sacrifice Auburn every year and you would get schools like that in turn, would that be a fair trade?
Yeah, definitely. Being able to play those two programs.
Then
but you're also but it's not just Texas
and
Oklahoma.
You're never, by the
it's
way.
It's Mississippi State.
No, I know.
It's Missouri.
I get it. But it's not like you're never playing Auburn again. What if actually a few years builds the hatred up? What if Auburn gets a couple of years to get better and they actually have a shot to knock you off and keep you out of something important? Isn't that something that's a good trade-off?
Well, that goes back to what you're saying. You're Georgia. You're supposed to be able to just line them up and knock them down.
So if you are Georgia,
then you should do that no matter who is across the field.
No, I'm saying, though, from a rivalry point of view, maybe Auburn gets better in the next couple of years. And maybe when you do see them for the first time in 3 years, oh, God, this one's going to actually be more.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
A little bit.
Or makes you hate even more. I don't know. What I do know is Georgia's last batch of the 23 signees made their way to campus. They're moving into the new living spaces. And there was video of defensive coordinator Glenn Schumann assisting in the process. Let me get that under the couch for you. Who knew? I didn't until I saw the video. Careful. Let me get that on the dolly, that refrigerator. Walk backwards. It's safer that way. Pivot.
With show of honesty?
Yeah.
We have had a washing machine. We got a little, area between my daughter's bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
That's like dead space. Yeah. You can't really do anything.
Call Glenn Schumann. He'll help you.
So it's been sitting there, and then my wife went to Amazon and got these shoulder straps. You know, these things were like two people. You could just lift up anything.
It's supposed to make things much easier no matter how heavy the object is, yes.
I'm still not doing it. I'm not going down a flight of steps with a washing machine. I did. I was 25, 26. I moved everybody. 10 degrees, 110 degrees. I moved them all. Dollies, no dollies, old school, pick it up, upstairs, downstairs. I am out of that business.
You need me to come over on? I can do it.
Matt Lear is always willing to assist.
Help Mrs. Domino.
Carrie Domino.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, sure. Listen if you want to. You bring one of your young buddies over. You guys take care of it. That's okay with me.
He'll be downstairs eating peanut butter and jelly. I think this is a work, this story. LSU has air-conditioned helmets, and the air conditioning in the helmet lasts up to 5 hours. Now, there's a quote from Jamar Chase endorsing it. Tiger Air is the company. Something doesn't seem right about this. I think they're pulling our leg.
So do you mean, is there a unit attached to the top of the helmet?
I don't know how it works, but it lasts for 5 hours. You have an air conditioning unit in your helmet if you play for LSU. And everybody, like I said, is singing the praises of this helmet. I'm not sure it really exists. It's like Aaron Rodgers going in that cave. I'm not really sure that happened.
I knew Chuck from Central Heating and Air Conditioner was working on something. Him and Carrier got together, huh?
It's a real thing, 100%.
So is it solar-powered? Is it battery that only lasts 5 hours?
Yes, I think that's what it is. Okay. There's a power pack of some sort, and after 5 hours, you have to recharge the unit in the helmet.
Who's signing a waiver that says somewhere down the road you don't have brain cancer?
I don't think it's real.
That goes close to your head, my mom always said, even when phones came out.
Do we have the audio?
Yeah, how's it feel, right?
How long this last? Like
5 hours.
Oh, shit.
I know.
Oh, we got these for like
all season. You got them for the games and practice.
Oh, yeah, these are. Oh, my God.
That's not bad, right?
Yeah, that's for real.
Yep, we got it for practice and games this season.
That's crazy.
That's right.
Yeah, I like that.
That feels good, bro. Swear. Swear. This big, though.
If I'm running in this,
I ain't sweating
at all.
So either that's the greatest kid acting.
No. They're getting worked as well. This is all a work. You remember when way back when in the NFL, they would make the NFL rookies drive around and look for this big turkey event that was going on. You get the free turkey every Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Cheers did an episode.
Yeah, it's a practical joke. Everybody's getting worked here.
So do you think there's something in the head, in the helmet or not in the helmet when those guys are trying to?
I think there's something in the helmet, but it's a special helmet.
We went on to say that you could direct it to wherever you want. You could have it blow on your forehead,
your
neck.
It's like your car.
Yeah.
And when you put the visor on, it can defog the visor as well.
Why do you think this is not possible? We send stuff to Mars and have pictures come.
Wouldn't this be more prevalent every place? Why just at LSU right now?
What if they decided that LSU was their greatest way to make an impact?
Tiger Air is
this company.
Yeah,
look it up.
I'm going to need a little more to go on.
Look it up.
I'm going to need to do some more research here. As you said, there may be some health risks as well. And maybe you do need to sweat, do you not?
Is it air?
Sweating isn't necessarily a bad thing.
I'm going to tell you how I think it might be real. Is it air? A-I-R-E?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
For real.
Tiger Air.
Let me know it's a little bit more real.
All right. You say so.
So you think they're trying something on that's not really a helmet that can keep you cool for 5 hours?
There's something about this that's off to me. That's all.
It's really funny because I've known some of the stuff you have believed over time.
Right.
This one doesn't seem impossible. Does not seem impossible. And if you invent it, it's sort of like Gatorade. It's just for us. Then it wasn't.
Like, I believe Andre the Giant wasn't really willing until the last second to put Hulk Hogan over, and he had Hulk worried about it. But I don't believe this. That's an example of things that you just kind of talked about.
All right.
That I believe in, and yet I don't believe in this.
May I say this? I'm surprised it took this long to come up with this. I'm very surprised. I wish I would have come. And it's not like putting a bag of ice, right? It's not like a bag of ice is somewhere hidden in the helmet.
It's a portable air conditioning unit, the way it's being described inside of the LSU helmets.
Okay. Now, again, I'd be worried about sweating and electrocuting myself. I'd be a little bit nervous about that. Is this like me in a tub with a toaster?
Well, I mean, again, all valid questions as far as I'm concerned. What I do know is...
Here's the downside. The helmet weighs 48 pounds. The helmet itself weighs 48 pounds. It's going to be bad on a lot of necks.
And it leaks Freon like crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be bad on a lot of necks.
So, again, I'm not sure that's real. What I do know is real is the Cheez-It Bowl will now be replaced by Pop-Tarts. So it is now the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
About time.
Pitting the ACC against the Big 12 on December the 28th down in Orlando. So Cheez-Its got dumped on the winning coach last year. What happens this year? Cinnamon Pop-Tarts?
So can I tell you my beef with the Pop-Tart is, if you really look at what's going on in a Pop-Tart, the area of the good stuff, the sweet stuff, has gotten much, much smaller over the years. It used to go right to the edges. Now it doesn't. Not happy. I'll also say this, at me if you choose to. My kids like goldfish, and they have liked Cheez-Its over the years. One of the worst food products ever. I don't even know if there's real cheese in it. I'm not telling you it can't maybe tide you over for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Cheez-Its are nuts. Like, if I'm going, oh, what do we have today? Yeah, Cheez-Its.
It's not quality. I'm with you there. And I also will say this about the Pop-Tart. If it's not a cinnamon Pop-Tart, it's not for me.
Well, you're wrong. The chocolate Pop-Tart has been classic. Cinnamon is fine. You're not wrong about that. The Pop-Tarts your mom used to bring home, no frosting on it. It was just like strawberry with nothing on it. No icing.
No, if you're going to do it right.
Of course.
Where you have to be careful is...
The chocolate Pop-Tart, though, is tremendous.
You have to be careful because if you get it right out of the vending machine, a lot of times those are... I don't want to say they're stale, but for some reason, the consistency inside of those ones enables the Pop-Tart to break a lot easier.
Well, let me...
And I've broken many a Pop-Tart, and my heart was broken over the years.
That is stale. That's a sign of... That's
but
the number
that
one
point,
sign of stale.
I am not going to let the vending machine win. I will pick it up no matter how dirty the floor is, and I will eat that Pop-Tart.
But here's what I'm going to tell you right now.
Show you.
I can't believe I'm about to say this. You get what you deserve if you get anything out of a vending machine.
Well, I mean, it's a good point, but you know what I'm saying. It's just a public service announcement. I've been burned. I've been on the wrong end of the broken Pop-Tart many a time. And if I don't eat that Pop-Tart, the terrorists win.
Think about
how... That's how I see it.
Think about how desperate you have to be to get Pop-Tarts out of a vending machine. The sense of desperation you must have going on in your life. Because if you're an adult, you have a car,
right,
and $4 in your pocket, you can actually go get a box of Pop-Tarts.
And this was, in my defense, this was 20 years ago. I've evolved, I would like to think, since then.
Did you not understand that the sure sign of stale is it just breaks? That's stale 101. My only thing, again, now that you're in the bowl business, let's make Pop-Tarts the way they used to be. Because I guarantee you, like baseballs, remember I did that thing with Whitey Ford and Tom Glavine, I put baseballs in a bag. You dropped three Pop-Tarts from
you want me to
the
reach into this
decades?
Bag? What do you want me to do here? What's your name again, Mancuso?
No, that was Ted Williams who asked me that. Whitey Ford did not.
I'm mixing up the stories.
If I put Pop-Tarts the last 10 years, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I could tell you blindfolded, my hand in a bag, which decade the Pop-Tart came
from. So you're saying if you're going to sponsor a bowl...
Yes, let's be responsible enough to actually bring the real Pop-Tart back.
Makes sense to me. This coach breaks the bank with a record deal. We'll talk about that next on Domino and Cellini, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.
I don't think you're giving us our due credit. Our scientists have done things which nobody's ever done before.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
Cellini, The Fan, 680 and 93.7
FM. Osmosis, you pop culture snob. You should have known that's Goldblum in Jurassic Park.
Never saw Jurassic Park. Don't like dinosaurs. Don't like science fiction. Not for me.
Don't like period pieces.
No, you want to at me. And that is kind of a period piece with dinosaurs, you know.
Well,
I didn't get it.
It's not really a period piece. The dinosaurs are in the here and now. So it's not really a period piece.
That's not how I saw it. It's our Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter question of
crazy?
The day. What's the last movie that was in theater must-see for you? Will you please let me finish?
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Someone cares, I would like to think.
I keep telling you that. It's so funny. I'm the one who's considered closed-minded at times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at the way you eat. Oh, look at the way no sleeves on your shirts. Look at you. You're a Neanderthal. Right. You're what?
And then I find, quite honestly... that you have experienced 1,000 times less than me.
It is weird because I would say comic book movies are not for me and, you know, come on, dinosaurs are back, come on. I would say that's not for me, and yet I love professional wrestling.
It's based on a true story, though.
Yeah, so, do you know the first Jurassic Park was a documentary?
I didn't know that.
Then I decided to make these movies afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And don't talk about this idea that dinosaurs, this is very possible.
That dinosaurs will be back?
Yeah, if it gets in the wrong hands.
Mm-hmm.
Just takes one can of Coke spilled onto a computer.
Right.
Next thing you know, bad things happening everywhere. Okay. Do you understand that reference?
That is the China syndrome?
No. That's Newman
from
Seinfeld.
Right. Wayne Knight, who went to Georgia.
He spilled a soda on his keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, bad things started happening.
He got attacked and murdered by a dinosaur,
yeah, because,
did he? I don't want to spoil that for anybody.
Yeah, because he decided.
Hello, Jerry. Next thing you know.
He was going to go rogue and he was going to get himself rich. He decided to hook up with the bad people.
Another great character because he was not in every episode. He would just appear out of nowhere, well, sometimes like halfway through an episode.
Like Colonel Flagg on MASH.
You just never knew when he was going to show up, Newman, on Seinfeld. Another big name is leaving sports media. We'll get into that a little past the top of the hour. But Monty Williams has agreed to a 6-year, $78.5 million deal with the Pistons.
What?
And it could be as much as 8 years and $100 million. It's the largest coaching deal in NBA history at $13 million plus a year.
Somebody get me paper towels. I just spit my coffee all over the room.
Greg Popovich makes $11.5 million. Steve Kerr makes $9.5 million. If you want to cross over to other sports, Bill Belichick is making more than Monty Williams at $20 million. Sean Payton's making $18 million with the Denver Broncos. Pete Carroll makes $15 million. Sean McVay makes $14 million. But the deal by Monty Williams more than doubles the biggest coaching salary in baseball or hockey.
Okay. So I was going to save this for a drive, but I'm going to do it now because you brought it up. I like Monty Williams. I like what he stands for. I like his presence. I don't know if he can coach. This is not the worst contract, by the way, in the last couple of years. That's still Michigan State. Michigan State, what they did.
Mel Tucker's deal.
That's still the at least Monty Williams has come close to winning something. He's won something.
Something in the water up there in Michigan, apparently, huh? Mel Tucker and now Monty Williams.
I think people are hypnotized into just handing the money out of their pockets. So I'm going to say this to Monty Williams, who, again, I'm on the record, I like. I like how he presents himself. I like his messaging. I like all those things. This contract, good for him. It doesn't go to a cap, so you can do it. Here's what he should be thinking about. The guys who just gave him his contract are in charge of everything. If you're that stupid to give him that contract when you didn't have to.
What's the old line? I don't want to be a part of any club that would have me as a member.
He needs to realize that his contract is not a foreshadow. It's the absolute dictating what the future is, because those people shouldn't be in charge of anything. Now, I don't blame him. Take the money. But he better realize the second he goes home to say, do you believe they're giving me $78 million? No, I don't believe it. Me neither. Know who you're working for. You're working for idiots. How long has it been since they were good? This is a sign of where they're not good.
And
he now went into an organization that was stupid enough to pay a head coach $13 million with no talent.
Yeah, well, you have a mess to clean up, but you also have a lot of money now in your bank account. With that, we buckle up.
With Domino at the wheel, who knows where we're going? It's time for a drive around the sports world, presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty, family-owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
All right, I want to let you hear a piece of sound from J.J. Redick, who now appears with Stephen A. Smith and Chris Russo, because they decided they needed a little bit more of, no, you're dumb. No, you're dumb. No, you're stupid.
This is on First Take.
Yeah, they needed a little bit of the, the 7-year-old playground mentality on TV. Before we get to that, let me just give you this about Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith believes that Steph Curry, LeBron James, Giannis, Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum are all Supermax contract guys. That's where he finished. Now, LeBron James is 39 years old. I don't even want to get into that. you're now going to pay LeBron James, as good as it might be, a Supermax contract, which, by the way, is not a one-year deal. This is what Stephen A. Smith.
You're not thinking.
You don't mind being called stupid because the equation is, if you say enough dumb stuff, people talk about you, I get paid more money. I don't knock his hustle. He didn't have Jokic on this list. So, again, you're either really dumb or you realized saying dumb things means you'll make more money.
You pulled a Mark Jackson and you just forgot.
Oh, no, he's not the type of guy that says, I forgot. He was pitching Jason Tatum, with all due respect, over Jokic. LeBron James at 39 over Jokic. Even Steph Curry over Jokic. Again, there seems to be a formula. Say dumb things, make more money. So here's what happened. Let's do the J.J. Redick first. J.J. Redick, because they've added Chris Russo, so we can have a little bit more seven-year-old mentality on the set, did this.
Mad Dog, I just want to say one thing. Can I say one thing?
Yes.
This entire conversation started because I said he was a top 20 to 25 player, which means he's not ninth. He's in the 20 to 25 range.
Yes.
You've named 20 really good players, but you are the absolute worst. The fact that you put Kawhi, Paul George, and Kyrie on that list ahead of Jaylen Brown, when all you do is complain about their availability, stop it, man.
That's right.
I'm not debating whether or not those guys are more talented than Jaylen Brown, but Jaylen Brown plays. Jaylen Brown's available. You can't have it both ways.
He is right.
He called him, you're the worst.
That's right.
What he told him.
This is supposed to be fun.
He's really right. The thing is, again, though, JJ is now figuring out, if I go after dumb things and I say dumb things myself, there's more money in it. It's amazing. And ESPN, that one show, is the greatest example of teach your kids. Hey, man, it's okay to be called an idiot once in a while. It's okay to even be an idiot once in a while on purpose.
I think he actually
make more money.
I was actually listening to that conversation as I was driving in yesterday, and I think he said Kevin Durant twice, Christopher Russo, as he named his 20 players.
Well, every once in a while when you get stuck about 16, you just go, I'll slip that
one guy in. I'm not mistaken. I think he said Durant twice.
I'll slip the one guy in twice. They'll never notice.
Jesus!
All right. Speaking of players doing a little bit of ranking, Robert Horry has now spoken about big men in the history of the game.
All the other teams I played for, the one common denominator was great big men. And if you said right now, name the top five big men, I played with three of them.
So who's who? You played with three of them?
Well, Dream's number one by far. Okay. We don't like to talk. Nobody wants to talk about it. I think you have these guys who are quiet. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Dream, you know, he's a really quiet guy. You can't get him to do much, to say much. To me, if you look at what he put together, you know, defensive player of the year, MVP in one season, all-time leading shot blocker, you know, those things that you look at his history and what he's done for the game and where how he started the game. You know, this dude didn't play basketball growing up. Mm-hmm. Went to U of H.
Imagine
where
that.
They went, you think about it, we all went to college where they're going to teach you. U of H, they just rolled a ball out there and he went to work. And so I think what his body of work was just incredible, and he's just a good dude, too, man. That's what you have to think about, a good dude.
And you can hear the Big Shot Bob podcast at The Podcast Park, brought to you by Associated Credit Union.
You know his numbers in the postseason? 26 a game, 11.5, 3.5 assists, 1.7 steals, 3.5 blocks, 53% shooting. Hakeem Olajuwon is sort of the Stan Musial of basketball, where you kind of look around and you go, his name doesn't come up quick enough. That guy was 12-time everything. All NBA, two NBA Finals, MVPs, regular season MVP.
Played in three NBA Finals.
But he had two MVPs, two Finals MVPs.
Like it or not, you're going to say, well, Jordan wasn't around. He actually did come back the year they won their second one.
Mm-hmm.
They were eliminated, the Bulls, by Orlando that year, but you're going to say those were the Jordan-free seasons if you're going to take the other side.
Let's do one more basketball thing. Did you see what Jeff Van Gundy said about a rule change he would make? No free throws until 4 minutes left in a game.
So if you get fouled, you just get two points.
Now, I didn't realize, is the NBA trying to do the baseball thing? Because he then said two things. Let's get these games down to 2 hours. I didn't realize
that was the thing in the NBA. You want to speed up the game? No more timeouts. You get one timeout inside of 2 minutes. You want to speed up the game? There's your speeding up the game. You
got
to go to the free throw line.
He said,
you can't skip free throws.
He said that the NBA halftime at 15 minutes is ridiculous. He said,
okay,
the narrative of halftime adjustments is the most stupid conversation ever.
I'll buy what he's selling there as a former coach.
So, and then somebody else said, 5 minutes would be enough. Just give 5 minutes. But the free throw thing,
It's part of the game.
I didn't think anybody was trying to make the NBA game 2 hours. Like, are they looking at baseball going, okay, what do we do to make it shorter?
No, the only thing that people complain about if you watch NBA games is the fact that the last 2 minutes take a half an hour. So, like I said, eliminate some of the timeouts.
Or with 2 minutes left.
Got to keep playing. Let's go. We adjust on the fly.
I got a better idea. With 2 minutes left, who's ever leading wins? Let's just cut out that whole thing. I was shocked when I saw the no free throw thing. I was like, I think he believes this, too. But again, it gets you thinking. It gets you talking. Hey, we now have another superstar who thinks Tom Brady might come back. You hear what David Beckham said?
Tom Brady said he's not coming back.
Yeah, here's what David Beckham said. A friend of his. They run in circles. He was looking at a couple of pictures of Tom Brady on a yacht. He said, he looks bored.
Oh, I believe he's bored.
He said, I'm not sure that Tom's going to be able to live this life.
It looks like he needs a challenge.
What's that, David?
It looks like he's bored.
I'm going to tell you how I know he's bored. It's not because he's sitting on a yacht with some influencer. It's because he bought a pickleball team. That lets me know that Tom Brady's bored. For the first time, I was like, well, did he buy a pickleball team?
He bought a pickleball team? Why don't you just set your money on fire?
What's not only that? You're Tom Brady. You bought a pickleball team. You are bored. You're bored. This is the first moment that I thought maybe Tom Brady is going to come back. He's buying pickleball teams.
Around this time of the year, you know, training camps around the corner, you got to have that itch, right? If you're Tom Brady, it's only natural.
No, you don't have an itch for training camp. You know better than
that. No, you have an itch where you want to come back and play football. And you know that people are going back to work. I'm not saying you want to go through two-a-days, but your body clock has been telling you for years, now it's time to start playing football again.
Do you know that in baseball, there's like the modern era and then there's the dead ball era? Is there a chance 2024 in college football now becomes the modern era of college football with all the changes, whether it's records and everybody says,
Expanded playoff.
Isn't 2024 the greatest line of demarcation in the history of that sport?
Oh, yeah.
Now, again, Teddy Roosevelt said, we got to stop playing and people are getting killed. And that was sort of the thing.
People lost their heads last week. End this game. Bully.
Then we put face masks on.
They literally lost their heads.
What's that?
Bully.
And then there was the AFL and NFL days, and then there was this all this crap.
What's the Mount Rushmore of Mount Rushmore's? Bully!
2024 might be the greatest change. And baseball did expanded playoffs, wild cards and everything else. That's sort of what football's doing. I don't know if this becomes the modern era of college football, but it certainly feels like a very different game and competition. One more. I was going to save this for BTG tomorrow, but you're here right now, so I'm going to do this.
Thank you. I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, you're not. Listen, Godspeed. I hope everything goes well. Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I don't know. What are you doing?
I didn't even know that. I have to go.
I was playing this up like you're getting checked for
something. We're in a 14U tournament in 13U tournament in Emerson.
And you think that's okay to miss work for? How many more of these tournaments are there going to be?
We're going to play on a Friday.
You should have said you had a medical condition.
You're right.
So I'm going to do
the sniffles.
I'm going to do this with you in front of you. Did you hear what Scorsese's next movie looks like it's going to be? He's got this new one out with DiCaprio. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I could take it. Khan. 8 minutes standing ovation. That doesn't mean anything. Do you know what his next movie says is going to be about? He's going to go back to the Jesus movie. Now, what is it we know about his movies more than anything else?
But The Passion of the Christ, was that his movie?
Yeah. He did that. No. He's going back.
What's the one he did? Passion of the Christ was Caviezel. That was Mel Gibson.
Right. The Last Temptation of Christ?
Was that it?
Yes. Yeah. And he did two of them. I think he did two. I think he went to the Bible twice. Here's the problem.
He's going
to
analyze the menu at the Last Supper. You put too many onions in that, Judas.
Here's the problem with when I saw what the category was. This movie might be 4 days long. He might make a movie that's going
to...
Their runtime
I think he would love to do
4
that.
Days.
I think he would love to do that.
Because unless you hone it in... This is Scorsese who goes too long on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I heard he's going to make a movie based upon the life of Jesus. And I said, are they going to be serving lunch, dinner, and breakfast when you go to see this thing for 4 days? He can't do a smaller movie.
It's impossible.
And you know, by the way, he's almost close to done. What is he going to want to do?
Well, he's...
Swan song movie.
Of course, you go out with a bang. No question about it. Speaking of a bang, it's going to be a bang of a show tonight, center stage, Ugly Kid Joe and Fozzie, and you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Let's give away one more pair of tickets to caller number 3 right now at 404 231-1680. When we come back, it's time for the Falcons to stop this revolving door. All things NFL are next here on Domino and Cellini, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to WadeFord.com. There, you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at WadeFord.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.